The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Washington, D.C. sold America to the communists. And they've been doing that for a long time, folks. People with no moral standards have flocked to Washington, D.C. since way before you and I were ever even born. That much we know. The immoral people that will do anything for money. Where are you going to go? Washington, D.C., where all the money funnels through. You're not talking about millions of dollars in Washington, D.C. Not billions of dollars that funnel through Washington, D.C., trillions of dollars. So, of course, the greedy, soulless people that will do anything for money, they're going to flock there. That's just automatic. So, you look at Washington, D.C., and you think, my goodness, what has happened? We're paying the price. And America truly is on its last breath. But this is awful. What has happened to America? But you have a president. I want you to hear this. You have a president that we know for sure took millions and millions of dollars through his family, millions and millions of dollars from the communists of China. Banking records have proven it. It's not up for debate. The media, of course, will black it out, showing their true colors of who they're aligned with, the Communist Party of China. It's really just communists in general or the one world government. Either way, you're looking at the same thing. So you have a compromised president, but you have way more than just him compromised in Washington, D.C. I mean, you can even look at someone like the Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, in the Senate, who's married into communist China money. Is he compromised? You have to ask that question. But we need to really look at just how bad it really is. And we're going to show you, thanks to Alex Newman and Behind the Deep State, a wonderful show that I've recommended many times. You're going to get to see some examples of why I recommend it, because Alex Newman is fantastic. He shows this horrific evidence of what has been revealed about Joe Biden and his family. He's also going to give you some history, but let's just jump right into it so you can see for yourself. Take a look.
And this is not corruption. This is treason. Okay. So it turns out, according to the House Oversight Committee, that members of the Biden crime family accepted something on the order of $10 million that we know of so far. There's probably more. From entities controlled by the Communist Party of China or front groups. Okay. This, according to the Oversight Committee, they took steps to hide, confuse, and conceal payments that they received from foreign nationals. So one of the ways they were doing this, they were creating a whole bunch of limited liability companies. And then the money would go through the CCP to these limited liability companies. And then they'd pay out to Hunter Biden or some other member of the Biden crime family. There are instances, according to the investigators here, where Hunter Biden received direct money directly into his company account from an entity controlled by the communist Chinese. Folks, this is incredible. Okay. And, you know, it'd be bad enough if it was like the Ukrainians or the French or the Germans. The communist Chinese are waging unrestricted warfare on our country right now. They are partnering with the deep state, with the George Soros's, the Bill Clintons, the Bill Gateses, the World Economic Forums, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, to wage unrestricted warfare on the United States of America. They are training their population for an actual shooting war against us, our people, here in America. And the Biden administration and members of the Biden family have been taking money from this corrupt government now for a long time. Folks, this 36-page memo released by the House Oversight Committee is unbelievable. They show that this money flowed to over 20 companies, most of them LLCs. This is while Joe Biden, the big guy, was serving as vice president. A lot of these companies were run by Hunter Biden's friends, and then this money was doled out, they say, in smaller amounts to other family members. According to the report, the committee, they said These complicated financial transactions appear to conceal the source of the funds and reduce the conspicuousness of the total amounts made into Biden bank accounts. So folks, it is hard to overstate the seriousness of this. This is influence peddling, as the House Oversight Committee explains. James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee and Accountability Committee, the chairman there, this is what he said. He says, the Bidens intentionally sought to hide, confuse, and conceal their influence peddling schemes, but bank records don't lie. The Bidens made millions from foreign nationals, providing what seems to be no services other than access and influence. From the thousands of records we've obtained so far, we know that the Biden family set up over a dozen companies when Joe Biden was vice president. The Bidens engaged in many intentionally complicated financial transactions to hide these payments and avoid scrutiny. In at least one instance, the Biden CCP-linked associates took steps to conceal the source of the payment to the Bidens. He goes on to say, the Bidens' foreign entanglements are breathtaking and raise serious questions about why foreign actors targeted the Biden family, what they expected in return, and whether our national security is threatened. We will continue to pursue additional bank records to follow the money trail and inform legislative solutions to prevent this type of corruption. Americans deserve answers, transparency, and accountability. Folks, this is not corruption, okay? This is not corruption. This is like what happened during the Clinton administration. You probably never heard of Chinagate because the fake media was lying about it. Of course,
yes, Chinagate. I want you to really see what he's talking about with Chinagate and the Clinton administration, but I want to pause it right there. Because, folks, that irrefutable evidence that Joe Biden is basically controlled by China. And the corruption of Washington, D.C. has sold America out. But what's interesting is that ever since Donald Trump came down the escalator, the swamp wasn't drained, it was exposed, right? We all knew, at least, you know, far-right conservatives that have been fighting the left their whole life has always known it's super corrupt. How did we know it's super corrupt? Well, why is it that all these politicians go to Washington, D.C. on a government salary and come back multi-millionaires? How does that always happen? Not just them, though. Like, former FBI Director James Comey is a multi-millionaire. Your current FBI director has received millions and millions and millions of dollars. We'll get into that in a second, because he's compromised as well by China, which we exposed just two episodes ago. But whether it's China or not, it doesn't even matter. It's just pure corruption for money, because Washington, D.C. worships at the altar of money. Therefore, they will sell your country out for their own personal gain. And because they haven't had the consequences yet, they say, see, the people who came before me sold America out to the Communist Party of China and got rich. I can continue to do so, and there will never be a consequence, except for the consequences are coming hard and fast very soon. And it's going to be bad. And it's really going to come probably at the hands of Russia at first with the nuclear war. As we follow what the communists and the globalists want, the communists and the globalists want America to destroy itself, and they want it to go to a nuclear war with Russia. That's what they want. But our leaders are so dumb, they don't understand they're going to their own destruction. So we've had this corruption. They would do things like, you'd see some politician, multimillionaire, and they get this multimillion-dollar book deal that you know no one is going to buy their book. Why would the book company give them millions of dollars? It's called money laundering, folks. Book deals, it's easy for them to money launder because they know they're probably going to get guaranteed money back. If you have money that's been given to you by, let's say, a foreign government, but you've got to legitimize it, you write a book, then you use that money and make it look like there's groups in other places and democratic groups or whatever that want to buy this book, and they buy them in bulks and stuff. And all these books are being bought all around, but it's really you buying your own book with your own money to money launder, to clean the money, so that when you have the millions of dollars, it wasn't given to you by a foreign government. No, it was your wonderful book that gave you millions of dollars. Guess what? You can do this type of money laundering with production companies. Guess what? The Clintons are notorious for money laundering. They did it with the Clinton Foundation. But did you know that the Obamas came out as multimillionaires? They didn't go in as multimillionaires. And do you know that they started a production company? Wow, isn't that strange? And as soon as the Clintons heard that the Obamas started their own production company, the Clintons immediately started their own production company. So the number one, most obvious, notorious couple, the Clintons, for money laundering, who have been caught but never prosecuted, proven money launderers through the Clinton Foundation. They thought, oh, look what the Obamas are doing. That's a great idea. Let's do that too. But don't worry. They're all clean. All the politicians are doing this. This kind of stuff never happens. I'm crazy. It's just when you go to Washington, D.C., it isn't that you're getting payments and you're laundering money and coming out millionaires. That's not what's happening. The real truth is, and I just didn't realize it, is that politicians are extremely smart and are wonderful. They would be billionaires on Wall Street. That's how smart they are. And they always make great investments. Didn't you know that? Their investments always pay off. Did you ever notice that? Because they're smart, super smart. But they, to serve the public, they didn't want to be billionaires on Wall Street with their wonderful investment ability. They never have an investment that goes bad. They always have successful investments. Understand, it's because they're super smart. And the reason why they're not billionaires doing it on Wall Street and decided to go into politics isn't because they really aren't smart and couldn't really make a living legally. And it isn't because they're corrupt and that's the only way they can become super rich. That isn't it. They're that caring. They turned away billions of dollars to serve the public. Because they could easily make billions. Because look how quickly they can make millions in Washington, D.C. part-time. While they're serving you, they can part-time do investments and become multimillionaires. It's all on the up and up, folks. All on the up and up, just so you know. All right, let's go back to Alex Newman, because if you think this just started, where America has been sold out to its enemies and to communists, no, your country has been sold out for years and years and years, and the consequences are about to come, and that's what you're feeling. The consequences of being sold out and the destruction from our enemies is building up and is about to happen, but it started a long time ago. Take a listen to Alex Newman.
Of course, we put it on the cover at the New American Magazine, but the fake media tried to make it disappear. During that scandal, Johnny Chung, an agent of the CCP, was funneling money through front companies into the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, so that they could get Bill Clinton and his cronies elected, so that Bill Clinton could then betray our country. Bill Clinton traded this money from the Communist Chinese for some of America's most sensitive military secrets. In fact, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore, spoke to the New American and said that these people had promised to restrain the butchers of Tiananmen Square. Instead, they gave them access to our most sensitive military secrets. Folks, it looks like they even sold our nuclear secrets, all for money and power. This is not corruption. This is treason. This is the T word. You're aiding and abetting the enemy of America. Meanwhile, you have the FBI not going after traitors, not tracking down the people who are taking money from Communist China in exchange for destroying our country and leaving the border wide open as entire battalions of Communist Chinese agents, operatives, special forces, people, spies come across that border. No, you're going after moms and dads who remember. You're going after pro-life activists. You're going after, I mean, the other report that just dropped was the Durham report. And frankly, it exposes a deep state conspiracy so breathtaking, you almost can't believe it's happening in America.
That's right. And that is when they tried to frame Donald Trump and overthrow them, the deep state, the FBI, they were exposed. But it's all corrupt. But if you wonder, why is the FBI so corrupt? Well, they've been corrupt for a long time. We understand that. Politicians corrupt for a long time. It's just these people will sell their soul for money. And they don't think long term because they're in sin. Understand, if you want to really understand, how do these people do this not knowing that they're going to go to their own destruction? They're like the open borders. It's going to destroy America. Yet they think it's not going to destroy them somehow. Well, they're doing it for usually financial reasons or something that they think benefits their power or money, always. And you think, But they have to know the long-term consequence. They don't care because they don't ever concentrate on the long-term consequence. If they did, people wouldn't do evil things. This is actually normal human nature. It seems absurd when you watch it happening and you're like, how do these people not know they're going to destroy themselves, let alone destroy us, but themselves? That's like saying to a drug addict, how do you not know you're going to destroy yourself by doing drugs? Well, the drug addict does kind of know, but doesn't really concentrate on that. They concentrate on the immediate satisfaction of now. And that's what they do with money. So the drug addict deep down knows, but they just don't ever think it's going to happen because it hasn't happened yet. They haven't died yet from the drugs. And even though you tell them you're going to die from doing all these drugs, but they need that satisfaction now. So how do they do it? They only concentrate on that satisfaction. If they were always concentrating, man, if I do this, I'm going to kill myself, all the negative consequences. This is how you have to teach your children not to fall into sin. Teach them to concentrate on the long-term consequences. Don't focus on the short-term. Make them long-term thinkers. If you constantly think of the long-term consequence, you won't actually do the thing. Think of an affair. An affair is always disastrous. Nobody really wants to set out to have an affair and in a marriage. You don't really, maybe some real corrupt, but you know what I'm saying, in general. In general, you wouldn't set out to have an affair, but you're only thinking short term. Now, if you thought of the long-term consequence of the affair, oh my gosh, I'm going to destroy my life. I'm going to destroy my family. I'm going to destroy my kids. This is ridiculous consequences. Your whole life is going to destruction if you have an affair. Your whole life's going to destruction. Everyone who has an affair before they have an affair actually knows that's true about affairs. But they still end up doing it. Why? Because when the affair's about to happen, they brush that off. It hasn't happened to them yet. And they only concentrate on the satisfaction of here and now. Well, that's Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., that's why I'm saying they are going to their own destruction. They're going to kill themselves. And our enemies are going to slaughter them. Physically slaughter them. I'm not using that as an analogy. I mean, they're physically going to be slaughtered by Russia and China, by our enemies. As this, if we on this track, that's going to happen if we keep on this track. And they don't think of those consequences because it hasn't happened yet. And they saw people get away with it before them to sell out their country. They only think about the here and now. And no matter how much you warn them, they're like the drug addict. No matter how much you warn that drug addict, they're stuck on their high. And their high overtakes their reality of you're going to destruction. They're stuck on the high of money and power. And nothing can take them out of that high. They are drug addicts like that. And that's almost all of Washington, D.C. I hope that gives you a much better understanding of what we're dealing with. Let me go back to Alex Newman. I want you to see a little more.
Check out the report. Durham, to his credit, lays it all out. The FBI used no evidence at all to persecute, to target Donald Trump, the elected president of the United States, Michael Flynn, the national security advisor of the elected president of the United States, and multiple members of Trump's inner circle and his family.
Because the FBI is corrupt. But have they been corrupt for a long time? They have. But guess what? The guy that's behind the FBI right now, he himself is corrupted by communist money, who got millions of dollars from the communists. Take a listen to this from Stinchfield Tonight. We exposed this 2 episodes ago.
Well, Christopher Wray, he was a partner with a big law firm, King and Spalding. This is a big law firm, and they do a lot of business with the communist China. So Christopher spent 12 years working for King and Spalding before he was named as the FBI director in 2017. And according to the law.com, there's an investigative reporting showing Christopher Wray received $14 million from King and Spalding since 2016. And so he was Mr. Moskowitz's lawyer before he was lured by the CCP. You know, the CCP always become the highest bidder. So the CCP's vice chairman, Wang Qishan, has a global conglomerate called HNA. And this is the company that has been, you know, purchasing a lot of international hotels, airlines, and properties, including Hilton and Park Avenue office building and Deutsche Bank. I mean, this is a really CCP's global expansion. So King and Spalding, where Christopher Wray was a partner, they accepted a multi-billion dollar contract from the CCP kleptocrats Wang Qishan to represent HNA globally. And that's why he discontinued the service with Mr. Mao Zedong because of the conflict of interest, because Mao Zedong is CCP enemy number one, and Christopher Wray cannot represent CCP kleptocrats and CCP enemy number one at the same time.
Nicole, let me get this straight. So Miles Gua gets arrested by the FBI, the DOJ, is thrown into a federal prison. Meanwhile, the guy that leads the FBI was Miles Gua's lawyer at one point, working for this organization, only to be bought out so he could no longer be Miles Gua's lawyer, the CCP enemy number one. So a high-ranking CCP member, his company, can come in and pay off this law firm. And now Christopher Wray goes on to be the FBI director. This just stinks to high heaven. No wonder Marjorie Taylor Greene wants him impeached.
Absolutely. So this raises a very fundamental question. Should the American lawyers whose career and bank accounts that had been enriched by the CCP and CCP kleptocrats to be named as FBI director or judges, or federal prosecutors, or any public officers serving we the people? The answer is no, because America should decouple from the CCP completely, starting from the justice system. There are over 100 American law firms having offices in communist China. They're doing a lot of business in communist China, in a lawless country. How does the American law firm practicing law in a lawless regime? Well, they don't bring rule of law and freedom for the Chinese people. They don't defend the Chinese people's fight against the CCP. They represent the CCP, and they help the CCP to do global mergers and acquisitions. They help the CCP's state-owned companies to get listed in the U.S. stock market, to scam American people's pension fund and 401k.
Yes, and she talks about, I believe, $17 million is what Christopher Wray got through all of this, with this deal of China, something like that. Folks, our corporations are in bed with China too. So, of course, they're all in on it too. Going to their own destruction. American corporations going to their own destruction. Why? Because they're high on the money. High on the money and power. And even though you can clearly show them the long-term consequence, like a drug addict, here's what your long-term consequence is going to be. Total destruction. They don't care. You can't get them off the high. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hi, I'm Alan Keyes. I'm the host of IMTV's daily talk show about news and events in America. And I want to say a good word for the New American Magazine, because New American Magazine represents an alternative media that is willing to tell people the truth. With so much fake news spreading about, and the fact that right now this country's in an existential crisis, we remember who we are and where we come from and what our principles are, or we die. You can check it out and subscribe at www.thenewamerican.com.
Get social. Join Brighteon Social.